You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. On Tuesday, in the worst attack since the 2014 war, militant groups from Gaza launched over 70 mortar shells and rockets at southern Israel. The projectiles caused several injuries and some damage, though a large number were intercepted by the Iron Dome anti-missile system. The attacks began at 7 a.m. with a salvo of 25 mortar shells launched by the Iran-backed Palestinian Islamic Jihad. One mortar shell struck a tree in the yard of a kindergarten in the Eshkol region shortly before children were due to arrive. Mortar and rocket fire continued throughout the rest of the day, punctuated by brief intervals of relative calm. After initially trying to allow residents of southern Israel to go about their usual routine, on Tuesday afternoon the military ordered them to stay within 15 seconds' reach of a bomb shelter until further notice. Three soldiers and a civilian were wounded by shrapnel in the attacks. One soldier was moderately wounded, while the rest suffered light injuries. In response, the Israeli Air Force struck more than 35 targets in the Gaza Strip belonging to Hamas and Islamic Jihad. The army said it holds Hamas responsible for every rocket and mortar attack coming from the Strip, regardless of who physically fires it. The Israeli bombardment included destroying a unique Hamas attack tunnel, which passed from the Strip through Egypt and into Israel. The IDF said the U-shaped attack tunnel, destroyed near Rafah and the Kerem Shalom border crossing, was still under construction and not yet usable. The tunnel crossed from Gaza into Egypt and from there into southern Israel and was intended for both smuggling weapons and for attacks against Israel. Its full length was around 2 kilometres and the segment inside Israeli territory was 900 metres long. Thousands of Israelis spent Tuesday night in bomb shelters. Some 40 rockets and mortar shells were fired at communities near the coastal enclave early on Wednesday, with several of the projectiles being intercepted by Iron Dome. There were no reports of injuries. Rockets and shells were fired at the Eshkol, Shah HaNegev and Stot Negev regions, while most of them fell in open areas. One house in the Eshkol region suffered a direct hit. It was empty at the time. Earlier in the evening, fragments of a rocket that had been intercepted by the Iron Dome landed in a sports facility in Netivot. The shards of the projectile caused light damage to a number of structures, but no injuries. One woman who was close by at the time suffered a panic attack. One of the rockets fired from Gaza at southern Israel on Tuesday struck equipment that provides electricity to the southern Gaza Strip, leaving tens of thousands of Gazans with no electricity. Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz ordered the company to hold off repair work until the situation in the border region returned to calm, in order not to endanger its workers. Tuesday's attacks followed months of tension along the Gaza border, including weekly riots along the security fence beginning on March 30th. A senior official on Tuesday night said Israel was not interested in a war with Gaza, but was prepared to respond forcibly to any rocket fire from the Strip. Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, jointly responsible for the hours of salvos of rockets and mortar rounds at Israel, released similar messages through Palestinian media, saying they were not interested in escalating the situation, but that you must be stupid to think we won't retaliate. The Army's Iron Dome missiles defense system intercepted a rocket fired at southern Israel from the Gaza Strip last night. A second rocket was also launched around the same time, but appeared to fall on the Palestinian side of the Gaza border. The launches appear to be the first violation of a fragile ceasefire in effect since Wednesday morning. But it comes after a weekend of intense violence along the Gaza border. 3,000 rioters gathered at 5 locations along the border on Friday, burning tires adjacent to the security fence and attempting to damage security infrastructure. An IDF vehicle came under fire during the riots, and a Palestinian who breached the border fence in northern Gaza planted a grenade that exploded. No Israeli soldiers were injured. The rioters also sent fire kites over the fence, causing 3 large blazes in nearby Israeli fields. The Gaza ministry said 100 Palestinians were injured during the riots, 40 of them from live fire. a young Palestinian woman, Razan Al-Najjar, 21, volunteering as a medic with the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza, was shot and killed by the IDF during the riots along the Bourza fence on Friday. Intelligence Minister Israel Katz on Wednesday said Israel should rid of itself as responsibility for the Gaza Strip by cutting off all of its ties, including ending water and electricity supplies. Katz, who is also Transportation Minister, said the time has come to change the rules of the game. I support the idea of separation from Gaza. There is no compromise and no concession. We will not allow harm to our citizens and not a tricket of rockets. I estimate that soon the matter will be decided. Hundreds of people took part in two demonstrations in Haifa on Friday against Israeli action in the Gaza Strip. A nighttime protest drew several hundred youths, and several hours earlier, around 300 people participated in a rally, which included Joint List head Ayman Ode, MK, Yusuf Jabarin, and activist Jafar Farah. The Defence Ministry Committee responsible for authorising settlement construction advanced plans for nearly 2,000 homes in the West Bank on Wednesday. Of the homes green-lighted by the Civil Administration's High Planning Subcommittee, 696 gained final approval for construction, while the rest cleared an earlier planning stage known as deposit. Roughly half of the homes advanced will be located in isolated settlements, outside the so-called settlement blocks that most Israeli leaders argue will remain part of the Jewish state in any peace deal with the Palestinians. Among the plans green-lighted through the deposit stage was a project of 189 homes in the settlement of Talmon, northeast of Ramallah. However, the slated neighbourhood is not contiguous with the built-up area of the community, leading the left-wing NGO Peace Now to label it a new settlement entirely. America backed off, condemning the settlement approvals due to the violence from the Gaza Strip. Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich received his Israeli citizenship on Monday upon arriving in Israel on his private jet, immediately becoming the country's richest person, with an estimated net worth of more than $11 billion. He is the latest in a string of Jewish-Russian tycoons who have made their home in the country in recent years. Israel grants automatic citizenship to anyone of Jewish descent. Arkady Babchenko, the Ukrainian journalist who faked his own death as part of a bizarre plot to entrap those seeking to kill him, briefly lived in Israel after fleeing Russia. A critic of the Kremlin, Babchenko was said to have been shot dead in his apartment building in the capital city of Kiev on Tuesday. Ukraine blamed Russia for the death of Babchenko, but on Wednesday brought him out alive during a press conference, announcing that the ruse has been designed to thwart an assassination plot. Babchenko, whose maternal grandmother is Jewish, reportedly fled from Russia to the Czech Republic, Israel, and finally the Ukraine in 2017. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.